Hi guys, welcome to the Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions at all, email me at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com, or I will leave a link below for you, okay? I also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host events, we answer questions, we share resources, so you're always super invited. Now, if you need some organization and focus in your fashion business, I invite you to check out our Etsy shop with workbooks and planners for your fashion business. If you want support and guidance with these planners, I encourage you to join our online subscription, which is the Planner Club. Every month, you get a new planner and you get our support and community. And also, if you want more guidance, more support, I invite you to check out our online program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. It's 10 weeks with me. We work on your brand, so you get to know your brand, build your brand, and market it successfully. So I'll leave links below to all of that stuff in case that you're interested. And let's get started with the podcast, okay? Hey guys, welcome to this episode where we are going to talk about, you know, selling online versus selling in person. So if you haven't watched our previous episode, we talked about where to sell your products or services. And, you know, if you haven't watched that one, that's going to help you kind of like, you know, think about all the possibilities that are available for you. And then in this one, you know, once you decide where online or in person, in here, I just want to tell you more about what, you know, selling online entails and what selling in person entails, so you have even more information to make this decision, okay? So let's tackle the selling online first. So when selling online, right, you do have a global market, and that's a big plus, right? Like, you have access to the whole world. You have the whole world in your hands, which is amazing. So there's more people, you know, there's a wider audience. You can connect with cultures that you want to connect to. And, you know, that's a big deal, right? So also, you know, if you have a physical product though, you might have to deal with customs and things like that, right? If you ship all over the world. But if you have a digital product, then you don't have to worry about that. If you have offering a service that is online, or you're offering a course or a program, right? Or, you know, PDFs, eBooks, all of that stuff, right? You're not going to have to deal with that. But if you do have a physical product, right? You do, right? So, but then again, there's the big plus that you are reaching such a big audience. So that's something to consider, right? The other thing is you do have to work harder on your marketing and on connecting with people, right? Because you're not there, right? All they're seeing is this, right? What you're watching right now, a video or maybe a picture or, you know, whatever piece of content that you're putting out there. So you really have to figure out that piece, the marketing piece, how to, you know, connect with people, how to truly connect with them. So they feel, you know, so they feel that they can talk to you, that they can trust you, that they know you. You have to build your brand. Like, that is a big thing that you have to consider. Okay. Can it be learned? Of course it can be learned. There's so many, you know, there's so much content out there, so many instructors, so many gurus, right? So many people that you can look up to and learn and really get really good at it. But I just want you to know that it does take work, and that's a big piece of this puzzle. Okay. The other thing is you kind of like are always available, right, for sales and for work, right? So that's good and that's bad. That's good because you can always be making sales, but also, you know, the workload that you have, right? So you have to be very good with the boundaries and stuff of like your scheduling or when you answer emails or when do you ship orders or all of that stuff, because you are going to have, or you can get very overwhelming, right? Or, well, you can think about hiring an assistant or hiring more people, right? So just things to consider. I think it's really positive that you can be asleep and then someone in the UK can be buying your product, for example, right? Or someone in the Philippines can be taking your course, right? Or you know, if you are an illustrator and someone wants to hire you, they can send you an email and then you can answer it in the morning and then you can work on your own time. Like there's so many, you know, pluses to this, right? But you also have to consider about the workload, you know, the emails, you know, because you have to stay professional and answer in time and, you know, manage your time wisely, okay? The other thing is that a very good thing about, you know, having a business online or selling your products or services online is that you can really leverage ads, you can really leverage networks, and you can really leverage social media platforms, okay? So all of these things make it easier to connect with your audience, right? Do you have to invest time? Do you have to invest money? Do you have to invest energy? Of course you do, but those are big tools to help you reach your goals, okay? So you can experiment with ads, right? To reach more people, to reach specific people, right? Networks, there's so many, you know, networks online where you can actually go and get closer to your ideal customer, right? Because there's so many niches and there's so many groups and so many communities, right? So it makes it easier, right? Because it's a whole world of possibilities. And when it comes to social media, you know, it also makes it really easy because there's so many different communities, right? Little communities and little, you know, groups and things like that that can make it super easy to connect with your audience, okay? So that's another plus. The other thing is also, I think personally that it's easier to experiment and it's easier to learn and it's faster also. If you want to try something like a marketing strategy, you can just go ahead, grab your computer and start, you know, doing it. And then you can set your own amount of time, your set amount of budget, right? And go and test it, right? When in the physical world, it might take more time, more energy, more people, right? But in the online world, it's everything is at your fingertips, literally, right? And you can just, you know, if you have an idea, you can test it right away. And, you know, you can just get going with it. So I think that's a big plus. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, right, the downside is not that big. Maybe you spend some time and you spend some money and next, that's it, right? But when it's in person, it takes a lot more, okay? So that's another plus of doing business online or selling your products or offering your products or services online. The other thing is obviously the low overhead costs, right? So you don't have to pay rent. You do have to pay, of course, for, you know, some software and some platforms online, but the cost is relatively low compared to having, you know, an office, to having a brick and mortar store. And again, you know, trying different things that we're going to dive into right now when we go into the in-person offering. So these are things to consider, right? Think about, I always say, your budget, your lifestyle, your weaknesses, your strengths, what makes you happy. Those things are important. They have to be aligned with all of this, okay? So really quick summary, think about the worldwide audience that you have online, right? Also think about the marketing piece that is really important. It's going to be harder. The connecting piece that is going to be a little bit harder, right? Also the availability, they're always going to be on, which is great, but then also you have to set some boundaries and really manage your time wisely. Also, you know, the plus of leveraging ads and networks and social media platforms, right? Also that it's easier to invest and to learn and to test things out, and that the cost, the overall overhead cost, is really low, okay? Now, selling in person has its huge benefits as well as, you know, as well as its downside. So the first thing is that, you know, you're kind of limited by the people around you, right? Like if you are selling in person, you're going to a market and selling, or you're selling in your store, or you're selling wherever that is physical and you're going to a house party, whatever it is, right? Then you're limited to the amount of people that is there. Of course, they could be referrals, for example, and people can tell people and word of mouth is great, but you're limited to that amount of people. Whereas in the online world, you have the whole world, right? The other thing is, which is really, really a big plus of the in-person selling, is the one-on-one contact. So nothing, I think this is the biggest thing, nothing can beat one-on-one contact. You can be very successful online and you can make a lot of money online, but in-person beats everything, right? That's why people, for example, if they want to, for example, people who are part of programs, coaching programs, or, you know, they buy into someone's brand, when that brand does an in-person event, even though it's really expensive, that's where they make the most, you know, make a lot of money, because people really crave that connection and seeing that person in person and having the experience. Like, nothing can beat that in-person experience, okay? The human touch, the human connection, right? So that's a big plus of selling in person. Even if you are a people person and that's one of your strengths, that's super good for you. The other thing is, you know, you really have to pay attention to your schedule, okay, and boundaries, because, you know, you can't spend all your time just working, and depending on your lifestyle also, which this is also, you know, it can happen online as well, right? Because it's online and we're always on, we can be all the time working. So this is something that I kind of find it like, you know, it worked in both sides, you know, it's there, but also, you know, I would say that in the online side it's more freeing because kind of like you're always on, but in the in-person side it's more limiting because you have certain hours to work with. Let's say you have a store, you can't open the store, you know, till 3 in the morning, right? You're gonna have to go home, you have to close, you have to be with your family. So, you know, it has its, like I said, pros and cons. The other thing is that I would think like the local ads are more limited, right? But you can really leverage the social media platforms with the local ads. And those ads are way less expensive than the traditional media that we had to deal with before, right? Before, people had to invest in radio ads or TV ads, or and it was very expensive, right? And now we have the possibility with the online networks, right, with the social media platforms, to do it for so much less, and they can be so specific and they can be so successful. Of course, you have to figure it out, but there's people out there that can help you with that, like with everything. So I think if you have an own in-person store or market or whatever, you do have a big plus there with, you know, targeting your audience and getting very successful reaching to them when it comes to online ads inside the social media platforms. Okay. The other thing is, I think that it's harder when it comes to testing and to, you know, test things out, and it takes more time and does take more energy and it does take more money, and the turnaround time, it's longer, right? To test a strategy, let's say you want to test a marketing strategy, and you have to, you know, the time has to go by, you have to open the store every day and see what are the results, you have to invest the money, and it might be more, right, for in person, while online you can do it, like I said, you're 3 in the morning, you can start testing, putting together emails, sending them out, set a budget, and it's faster to turn around time. So that's something else to think about. And then of course there's higher cost, right? If you have a store, or if you go to markets, or you do house parties, whatever it is, right? It is going to take, you know, more energy and more money. Okay. But like I said, you know, it all depends on your lifestyle. It all depends on your personality, on what makes you happy, on what are your strengths and your weaknesses. So, well, these are all things to consider, you know, when choosing, to sell or offer your products or services online or in person. Like I said, you don't have to choose one. You can do both. The only thing I recommend is that, you know, try to figure one thing first. You know, don't get crazy, because it takes a lot of time, energy, and money to figure out one thing. You know, so you don't want to do all things at once. And then once you figure out something and you can leverage it and it's doing great, then you can go ahead and move to the next thing. Okay, so I hope that this was helpful. Please let me know if you have any questions at all. Think about all the things that we have mentioned, what works best for you. If you have any questions at all, please join our Facebook community, where we're always hosting events and answering questions. We actually are finishing up the online store challenge, which you can still, if you missed it, no worries. We have a guide for you that you can buy, and you can do the challenge on your own, and you can still participate in the community and ask questions and share your ahas and all of that. So I'll make sure to leave links below to that as well. Please let me know if you have any questions, and thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I can't wait to see you in our next episode. Okay. Bye, guys.